would have been almost unthinkable that Sophie Mirabella could lose her seat prior to the election, and she was a spokesperson, shadow minister on industry and innovation. She'll be the only Liberal member to lose her seat at this election if that's what ends up happening. So I'm sure already you've asked yourself how the swing has happened. What answers have you come up with?
Look, I commend McGowan's camp on a fantastic election. They had a lot of support, obviously, from a wide variety of people in other parties. And look, it wasn't a clean campaign in my eyes. I think it was a bit of an alliance against Sophie to get her out of her seat. And look, you know, the odds were against us, and we never go into an election expecting that we're going to win. And, you know, this election has proved the point.
Preferences were shared and directed in some cases, not in all cases, but why would that make it an unclean campaign?
Oh, look, you know, we've had a few things, especially about social media. You know, there's been a lot of, slanderous sort of remarks made against Sophie, which if people don't really follow politics too much, they just pick up on those things and start to believe them. I mean, we've had cases of, you know, Sophie being sort of associated with Hitler, her Corfu's campaigning posters drawn on, making her look like, you know, Hitler. We've had, even on the election eve, we've had the police called on our campaign saying that we've been involved in illegal activities at certain school grounds, which, you know, I was there at the time, perfectly working in the rules of the AEC.
Are you talking about the banners that were placed all over the school fence at Wodonga Senior Secondary College?
That's correct. I was there at the time, and obviously had to deal with the police that one of the McGowan members called, and it was all sorted by the police. But once again, media picked up on that and, you know, in bad light, made us look like we were sort of, you know, involved in some sort of illegal activity.
I don't think it was illegal, but I think there was a question mark between the principal and the police in that situation as to who had a right to ask you to take that paraphernalia down. I think that was the desire of the school principal. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, I was there the whole time. It sort of started off as members of the McGowan campaign, and then they called the school principal and teachers to come down. And then also, which is quite sad, got their kids involved who went to the high school as well into destroying Liberal property, which was quite sad. I mean, I haven't seen that before in a campaign, but, you know, when the stakes are high, things do happen.
Do you accept that there are mistakes that your campaign made and that there are lessons to be learnt?
Oh, sure. Look, you know, I think we've learned a lot from this campaign. I mean, it's not easy. I mean, Sophie was the opposition spokesman for innovation, industry and science. So she has a large responsibility, not only in Indi, but, you know, Australia as a whole. I mean, quite sad that, unfortunately, you know, it could be we could be missing out on having a front bench minister, especially as Australia cries out that we need more females in Parliament.
A lot of people have said that your campaign just didn't focus on any local issues, and it didn't appear that you were locally connected and you were just entirely focused on Canberra and towing the national campaign message. Is that a fair criticism?
I don't think so. Look, the Liberal Party in Indi is a grassroots organisation as well, and we work very hard, and we have, you know, a huge supporter base. You rather remember that 45% of the electorate, you know, voted for Sophie in the primary, which is 12,000 more than, you know, her closest rival. So we do have a large supporter base. We are a grassroots organisation, as much as people don't think that. And I think, you know, the people who know Sophie know what she's about, understand where she's coming from, and Sophie understands those people.
What do you think the big lesson is for the Liberal Party out of what's happened in Indi?
Well, I'm 100% sure for the Liberal Party. For me, you know, sometimes I question, you know, should we have a minister out of Indi, you know, on the front bench, you know, diverting her time away from the electorate? You know, do we want someone who's outspoken and, you know, has a bit of a backbone, who's, you know, not afraid to speak out on these key issues? It's, you know, I'm a little bit worried that, you know, if Cathy McGowan gets in, they should just send to the back bench and put in the shadows, which would be quite unfortunate for our electorate.
If Sophie Mirabella doesn't hold on to Indi, I know you haven't conceded that yet, what do you think the Liberal Party now needs to consider when selecting a new candidate?
Look, that's for the party to decide. I'm not 100% sure. We're not even thinking that at the moment. But, you know, either way, we will rebound. You know, the Liberal Party presents many of the ideals that Indyke is in are important, and we look forward once again to being the voice for our community.